Now we are ready to start. Hello, Cindy. How are things?
Oh, hi, Peter. I'm okay, but a little bit bored.
Are you bored on summer holidays? What's the matter?
I just don't know what to do. I thought having a holiday would be so interesting and exciting, but I've ended up watching meaningless series on TV all day long.
Come on, Cindy. Things can't be that bad. There must be something you wanted to do the entire school year, and now it's just the right time to do it.
I don't know. I actually spent the whole school year stuck at home, cramming all the time, and I was longing for some fresh air.
Look, Cindy, I've got an idea. My family loves hiking, and you can join us next weekend. My parents love you so much, and they will be happy if you join us. Your parents won't mind it either, I'm sure.
A hike? Oh, Peter, that sounds very interesting.
Well, you are an inexperienced hiker, so I think a picnic will do for a start. If you like that, next time you can come with us on a real hiking tour.
Where do you usually hike?
My parents love Wales and Devil's Kitchen because of the fascinating nature. We often go there, but this time we won't go that far. My mom will pick some picturesque place nearby.
Oh, I do love Wales. I've been there several times already. OK, let it be a picnic. What should I take with me?
I'd recommend you to wear sports clothes. And do take a repellent, there could be mosquitoes. As for the food and drinks, our parents will discuss the matter, I think.
I thought we could play badminton. I love it.
That's an excellent idea. I'm quite good at it and I like it. I'll take the necessary equipment.
OK, and I'll check the weather forecast and think about what clothes to wear.
I'll let you know about the time and the place as soon as I speak to my mom, OK?
Fine. Oh, Peter, you're such a good friend. Thanks for inviting me.
If it makes you happy, I'm only pleased to be of some help. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hello, Cindy. How are things?
Oh, hi, Peter. I'm okay. But a little bit bored.
Are you bored on summer holidays? What's the matter?
I just don't know what to do. I thought having a holiday would be so interesting and exciting, but I've ended up watching meaningless series on TV all day long.
Come on, Cindy. Things can't be that bad. There must be something you wanted to do the entire school year, and now it's just the right time to do it.
I don't know. I actually spent the whole school year stuck at home, cramming all the time, and I was longing for some fresh air.
Look, Cindy, I've got an idea. My family loves hiking, and you can join us next weekend. My parents love you so much, and they will be happy if you join us. Your parents won't mind it either, I'm sure.
A hike? Oh, Peter, that sounds very interesting.
Well, you are an inexperienced hiker, so I think a picnic will do for a start. If you like that, next time you can come with us on a real hiking tour.
Where do you usually hike?
My parents love Wales and Devil's Kitchen because of the fascinating nature. We often go there, but this time we won't go that far. My mom will pick some picturesque place nearby.
Oh, I do love Wales. I've been there several times already. OK, let it be a picnic. What should I take with me?
I'd recommend you to wear sports clothes. And do take a repellent, there could be mosquitoes. As for the food and drinks, our parents will discuss the matter, I think.
I thought we could play badminton. I love it.
That's an excellent idea. I'm quite good at it and I like it. I'll take the necessary equipment.
OK, and I'll check the weather forecast and think about what clothes to wear.
I'll let you know about the time and the place as soon as I speak to my mom, OK?
Fine. Oh, Peter, you're such a good friend. Thanks for inviting me.
If it makes you happy, I'm only pleased to be of some help. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.